Wake Up Call's brand new weekly column from New York Times bestselling author and creator and host of Grit TV, Laura Flanders, continues. It's called The F Word. And this morning, Laura's focus is the power of movements, not just Shiro's.
Hi, I'm Laura Flanders. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof worries a lot about women. This week, his Sunday column was all about the paucity of women in corporate leadership. A couple of weeks ago, his topic was rape. Sex trafficking is one of his chosen beats. Together with his wife, journalist Cheryl Rudun, Kristof's written a whole book about women survivors turned leaders. That book, Half the Sky, was recently made into a multi-part documentary on PBS. Kristof clearly cares about violence against women and girls. He's won two Pulitzer Prizes and written about whisking women sex slaves out of brothels. So why does the New York Times star sexual violence crusader irritate me so very much? I'll try to put my finger on him. Inspired by a panel he'd been part of at the Fancy World's Economic Forum, Davos, Kristof's column this Sunday considered Sheryl Sandberg's thesis. Sandberg, chief operating officer of Facebook, believes that women in business hold themselves back. Quote, in America, only 17% of American Fortune 500 board seats are held by women. A mere 3% of board chairs are women. And women are barely represented in President Obama's cabinet, writes Kristof. Corporate obstacles and chauvinism are partly to blame, but Sandberg believes women don't push themselves as aggressively as men. They don't lean forward, she's written in a forthcoming book. Kristof says that lack of leaning is a problem for women and for corporate America itself. Let's encourage young women to lean in, he writes, but let's also change the workplace so that when they do lean in and assert themselves, we're directly behind them shouting, right. Oh, please. Perhaps it's the amount of ink spilled on the problems of CEOs that gets me. It should come as no surprise that corporate women come in for a lot of attention in corporate media, after all. Who do we think is reading the paper of record, what's left of it, between the Tiffany ads? Is it such a big deal if Kristof's absorbed for a week or two by the worries of the women of the 1%? He dedicates plenty of words a year to the women at the bottom of the heap. Well, he does, but that's another part of my beef. A classic Kristof story portrays a former prostitute-turned-businesswoman who's lifted herself and her children out of grinding poverty. Watches PBS series, and it's packed with this sort. There's abuse and grinding poverty, and then there's the woman who gives her bootstraps a tug. Similarly, there's the woman with the ho-hum career in macho business, and then there's Sandberg, who, by dint of leaning in, rises to the top. What there are in Kristof's pictures are heroes. What there don't tend to be are movements. A hero like Sandberg can win a prize, break a record, even crack a glass ceiling open. But change the working conditions for others? If history is any guide, it's probably going to take a union to change the conditions in factories where millions of poor women and girls are right now going blind making computer chips. At Google, Sandberg didn't have any women on her board. Unions, Kristof seems to be less in favor of. Peruse the long list of, quote, ways to lift women out of poverty at the Half the Sky program website, and collective bargaining doesn't even get a mention. Last fall, when the 87% female Chicago Teachers Union went out on strike, Kristof came out strongly against. In a column, Students Over Teachers, he wrote, quote, some Chicago teachers seem to think they shouldn't be held accountable until poverty is solved. When a reader at Reddit made the case that most teachers in Chicago get laid off for financial, not performance reasons, Kristof didn't answer. Reporter Mike Elk at the Valiant In These Times news magazine dug a little and discovered that even though as a junior reporter, Kristof himself was a member of the Newspaper Guild and benefited from the job security protections in its contracts, he left the union upon becoming a columnist and as recently as last year refused to support his fellow workers. When over 600 Times employees signed a letter in support of overseas workers' pensions, Kristof refused. Every worker deserves a workplace that's not stacked against her. And even a woman who's not a leaner deserves not to be destitute. That's what collective bargaining is for. The troubles at the top of the ladder make for diverting talk at Davos, for most women aren't in the 1%. Their problems aren't a matter of leaning, and they aren't only women's problems either these days. The census reports that women make up just under half of the national workforce, but they're two-thirds of those with minimum and low-wage jobs. The jobs women typically have pay less or less secure, come with fewer benefits, and little chance of advancement. And the Labor Department predicts that retail sales, fast food, and home health care are the fastest growing parts of our economy. The new color of work is not blue collar, but pink. So it's great that it's possible for women to advance in business these days, if they're assertive. But let's not forget that even opening law and business schools to women required a movement. Harvard Business School, for example, didn't admit women until 1978. And at the bottom of the ladder, well, a survey of 535 restaurant employees and 35 employers by the Restaurant Opportunities Center of New York revealed that kitchen staff barely, if ever, get a chance at the promotion ladder, especially if they're immigrant or a person of color or, some said, have an accent. Quote, in fact, many workers described a glass ceiling between the back of house and the front of house positions, which was extremely difficult to break, wrote Rock. Once hired in back of house positions, workers are essentially trapped. The whole point of unions is to change working conditions, not for a few, but for the lot. Leaning is nice, but having rights is better. Having movement power at your back, as MasterCard would say, that's priceless. I'm Laura Flanders for Wake Up Call on WBAI. For more articles, commentaries, and video interviews from me, go to gritTV.org and join our mailing list.